When we last left Ed Lowe from Motor Trend Magazine, he gave us the SUV of the year. Ed is back this morning with the car of the year. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning.
All right. This one says here it's going to send a jolt through the auto industry. What exactly does that mean?
Well, we were doing some clever hinting there because we're proud to announce that Motor Trend's 2022 Car of the Year award goes to the all-electric Lucid Air. And the reason why is because, man, this thing is amazing. It has the longest available driving range of any electric vehicle on the market, up to 520 miles. And if you get the highest output one, over 1,100 horsepower. So it's a technological tour de force. It's also super good looking, sleek, futuristic, inside and out, great packaging. So that's why it's our 2022 Car of the Year.
You said Lucid Air. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, sir.
All right, tell us more about that brand.
Right, so Lucid Motors is not familiar to a lot of people. It was founded in 2007, and it started out as a company that made electric batteries primarily for maybe like Formula E racing or other vehicles. But, you know, they're located in the Bay Area. The CEO is this guy, Peter Rawlinson, who came from Tesla. He was actually the chief engineer of the Tesla Model S, which is a previous Car of the Year winner. So they have lots of credibility in the EV space.
You mentioned how long it can go. Do they actually test it until it stops, or is there a mathematical equation that's put in place for that?
Oh, no, absolutely. Those are like range validation tests. So the car companies do them, but then we do them as well. So, you know, when we got to drive an example of this vehicle, drove it all around, get it down to almost, you know, the end. The car companies drive it all the way until they stop. But then you charge them back up again and keep going.
What changes this from other electric vehicles? What specifically was it about this brand, this car, that really made it the car of the year?
You know, they've done, I like to say it's almost like version 2.0. Electric vehicles. They've done so many improvements, both to the efficiency and the power. If you just look at the numbers, again, up to 520 miles of range. Nobody's even close to that amount of range. And there's a lot of gas cars that can't do that at all. But then you look at the performance side, and over 1,100 horsepower. You're talking about acceleration, like just absolutely ridiculous acceleration speed. But then you look at it, it really doesn't look like anything else on the road. So this is a pretty big change from the current EV we have on the market.
Is there a place we can check out pictures of this? I'd like to see more about it.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Car of the Year story is live on MotorTrend.com right now, and you can also pick up Motor Trend Magazine, the January issue.
I'm watching it from their official website, and it's just driving down the road, and I'm mesmerized by this car. It's kind of a darker, deeper burgundy look color on it as well. And you're right, it doesn't look like anything on the road. What about the dash? What does the inside look like that might impress us?
So there's a lot of screens, as you'd expect. So a lot of modern vehicles now are moving to all touch screen, and Lucid really spent a lot of time and energy putting huge, very rich and detailed screens within the vehicle, and you can control everything you want. But they've also focused on a lot of the other materials, so like the leather and the wood and the metal inside, because they don't want, you know, some of the technology can come off as being very cold, and their emphasis is make this a warm and inviting environment.
Does this automaker have any dealerships, and where would you take it if you need changes or repairs?
Great question. So they do have, they call them studios. They're not quite dealerships, but they have everything you need in terms of servicing, either at their studios or they will send a technician out to take care of you. So this is, yes, they're starting up, so they're putting more and more, you know, every day, every month. But you're going to be a little bit limited in terms of where you can go to check it out in person or get it serviced initially. But they're solving that problem right now.
Ed Lowe, our guest this morning, Motor Trend Magazine. Again, thank you for the time talking about the car of the year. And I know we're looking forward to the truck of the year, which is always the pinnacle of the discussion. Ed, we'll talk with you again soon. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Thanks for having me.